Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Calm Down podcast. It is the beginning of September and the beginning of football season. NFL, college is well underway. I need a typical week right now for Aaron. It is Thursday for us. What are we doing to prep for your game?
Full disclosure, we are recording this before this even goes on air, whether we're going to edit that I just said it or not. So
no,
if this
won't.
Is Thursday
like to lie
of
to
game
listeners.
Week, yeah, let's be honest. We are not going to record on Labor Day because we're not. And if this is Thursday, you know what this shit means? This is a fucking home opener for the Bucks. This is Cowboys at Bucks tonight. The banner's raising. Let's go. I can't wait to see this defense pick back up. I can't wait to see TB back out there with those offensive weapons. I can't wait to see, you know, how Dak starts out. I'm excited, right? Again, we are recording all of this before, so we don't know how the week is going to go. But if this is Thursday, that's what you know, where we are today, right?
Yeah, it's where we are today. And Dak, I hope that, you know, he was limited in preseason with his shoulder situation, the knee situation or the ankle, more the shoulder than anything. But, oh, I'm sorry. Welcome back. And you get a Bucks defense.
Wow.
Well,
yeah,
all
anyways, the things.
Yeah, the season is starting. I'm excited. But your game, tell everybody what your game is this weekend.
So our game is Green Bay at New Orleans. In terms of preparation, it's really Christmas week for us this week, the game week all happening. Thursday night, what will I be doing? Probably so excited that I'll want everything done today, early, so I can sit in. And I love coverage. My favorite thing, you're always like, oh, come on, what are you know, pregame? I watch every pregame show possible. Like, I'll start off with the NFL Network because they're going to have coverage all day, probably starting at noon with our good friend Andrew Siciliano. I'm all dialed in. I know Rich Eisen and them are going to be kicking off their day as well. And then I'll go over to NBC and just, you know, get all the sights and sounds. I love when the guys get to the stadium. I do. I love to see what they're wearing. I'm here for it. Yes. And Tom, with your glasses, you stop it. Devin White, you better be dressed and ready to go because I'm excited to see what you're wearing.
They're listening to music, the whole vibe.
Yep.
I'm stoked that it is another year. I don't know what year this is for. Are you good about keeping track of years? That this for us is for the pregame show year 5.
Cool.
I might be wrong. New crew this year. Charles Woodson is with us. I get Schrager back in studio. No
Fun.
More code nonsense. I'm so happy about that, which means I also get Schrager on a Saturday night, hand us a cocktail, and roll in at 4 a.m. on Sunday. So that'll be fun. Of course, Coach Wonstadt and Michael Vick, and then all the guys next door, Terry Howie. It's like getting back together. It's like back to school. I'm going to have my outfit laid out, the whole thing. I get so excited that it's just another year of football and different than last year where we didn't know what we were going to be doing with all the stuff. So
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm excited. Did I say stoked?
I am too.
In a minute? Yes, I did.
Yeah. So Thursday, I'm lucky enough to be home, and then I will leave for site either on Friday or Saturday night, depending on where we are in terms of interviews and sit downs and so forth. And then, yeah, America's Game of the Week on Sunday. Super excited. You know, been studying for a couple weeks now for it. And then away we go once I get back home on Monday morning or Sunday night, if I can swing it. It's like we've got calls lined up, and we've got calls lined up for our Thursday game. So calls will start up on Tuesday and Wednesday, get to site Wednesday night. And that's going to be in Washington, I believe. Yeah. Am I in Washington for Giants, Washington football team? I think that's in Washington. Yeah, I know. And so we kick off Thursday night football. And away we go with two games in a week, which is a lot. It's a lot in terms of kind of studying and keeping up with everybody. You know what's hard, and people don't realize this too. So we're at our game on Sunday, and you're lucky you get to be there. And I am envious of this part where you guys all get to sit there and watch the games together. And I think how you handle it all on Sunday is really interesting too. And I want you to talk about that. But we are so focused on what's happening with our game. You know, I'll hear you when you cut in and you're like, hey, here's a touchdown, here's an interception, this is the score. But you're so focused, obviously, on what's happening. We all rush to the airport so we can get out and get home. And it's like once you're finally sitting in your seat on the plane, you can kind of decompress. Look at all the tweets where people say you suck and you're old and your nose is big and you shouldn't have your job. And then on the other side, you look at what in the hell happened. I mean, the biggest thing is who got hurt, who didn't get hurt. I mean, there's a lot of times in games where I hear you say, oh, and, you know, so-and-so got out, and I'll say, did he come back? Is he out? Oh, my God. But you kind of just have to refresh what happened with all the other games. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm lucky enough, obviously, with Wi-Fi and everything, we can actually catch the Sunday night football game. So I'm watching that, having a few drinks, watch the halftime show, which is really helpful. I used to love, Carissa, getting home late on a Sunday night. If Jared's in bed, I'd go down to the living room and watch you and Dion wrap it up. That used to be one of my favorite highlight shows, because he would just have like such an honest twist. And obviously I would get to see you. But yeah, as soon as we get on the plane on Sunday night to get home, or even if we can't get out and we're back in the hotel room, it's kind of like a huge catch up. Like you're fried from work in the game, but you're also like, what in the hell happened during the NFL today?
Well, a lot of things about what you just said. The other night I ran into LaDainian Tomlinson, who I was so happy to see. And we were talking about that. It was a show that I did with Shannon Sharp, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Deion Sanders, which the comedy that ensued half the time wasn't even like talking about football. It was just nonsense, but they were so much fun. But yeah, I missed that. If anybody else wants to give us that show, that would be great. Thanks. But in the meantime, it is that feeling, and I imagine for you, where it's like anything, like the adrenaline rush that you have from working that game and being so hyper-focused on everything that's happening, and then scrambling for the post game and all that stuff. And then when you do sit down and you're like, what just happened? Right. I mean, so then turning your attention pretty quickly to that next game the next week. I always say this to you. Hats off to you look, we are so lucky to have our jobs, of course, but that's a grind out there, which is like two games a week and the traveling. I mean, everyone knows how much traveling is like stressful anyways, but anyways, I know you're appreciative of your position, but, anywho, what was I going to ask you though? I was going to ask you something else.
I want you to tell people, because I don't really know if I know how it goes down, how you sit there in a cold studio, and I'm not trying to make people feel sorry for you, but it's freezing in there. And then how do you keep track the highlight? Because you guys are really good about game breaks. We call them game breaks, and getting it to Carissa. Like, I always love this, and I don't know if you know this, where, you know, I'm trying to sell a story and I'm like, Z's our producer, Richie Zions. He's a dream. And I'm like, Z, I got this. And he's like, I can't right now. I got a game break. And I'm like, damn it, Carissa, screw your game break.
So a couple things about that. So when I throw to the crews, I'll start from the beginning. So we have a huge monitor of all the different games that are going on, specifically NFC. We cut into a lot of NFC games because it impacts our audience, where we mostly cover that. Okay. So my producer, we call him Spoon, he'll get in my ear and be like, we're going to go to Green Bay with this highlight. So then I sit with my researcher, Jarrett, who I adore, and basically like he'll break down like the yardage and stuff like that. And sometimes I won't have time to get the yardage from him. Like I'm getting it from my producer in my ear, just being like Aaron Rodgers, 46-yard completion to Davante Adams up by 7. Woo! So you're just like rattling it off in real time. In a perfect world, you get sort of what we call a shot sheet for anyone that doesn't know the biz. And it's, just the pertinent information that you need. But you only get like 15
seconds. Do you see the highlight before you go live to us? Do you get to practice it once or do you just go?
Sometimes. It depends on Like if something's happening in your guys' game, that's like in the moment, you're like, Z will get off of us and like just stick with your game, which is natural. I mean,
okay.
Basically, the headline of this is whatever's the most important thing. If you guys are just not in a flow of your game and it's sort of a downtime, then it's a good time to go to a game break. But yeah, sometimes I'll see the highlights, sometimes I won't. And full disclosure, I never fucking did highlights before I did game breaks.
I know. It's so hard.
It is really hard, but there's a pacing to it. The only time it gets a little bit more difficult is when Terry Bradshaw, who you know I'm obsessed with, wanders over from the other studio and then he sits right next to me and he's storytelling, but he doesn't know when I'm cutting in because I have the earpiece that says like, Carissa, we're coming to you. He's telling stories about, Lord only knows what he's telling stories about. Aaron, I have during a game break when they're like, okay, we're sending it to Carissa. I've had to take my hand, put it over his mouth, literally over his mouth to stop him from talking, do the highlight. Then I go, okay, what were you saying to me? Because he doesn't know when it's happening. And there are times where I'm like, please don't catch him on a hot mic. You know what I mean? And then there was another time.
Because you have an earpiece in, right? And Spoon is saying, Carissa, like you're going to send it to Green Bay with Joe, Troy, and Aaron.
So this is another thing. Aaron, you guys, she makes fun of me every time I toss it back to them and I say, Joe, Troy, and Aaron. And she always says, you say Aaron, like so sexual like that. And I'm like,
the whole thing so sensuous. Like it's so like. Yeah, it's like Delilah after dark. She's like, Aaron Rodgers, 65-yard touchdown to Davante Adams puts the Green Bay Packers up 14-0. Joe, Troy, Aaron. It's like freaking loud where we are at like, in New Orleans. And it's like, Joe, Troy, Aaron. Green Bay Packers up 14-0. Joe, Troy, and Aaron.
My favorite, though, is to actually, like, make jokes with the announcing crews when, like, Myers is a good one to play with on that. Because he'll go back and forth. But there was a time where our boss, Eric Shanks, was sitting next to me. Again, doesn't know I'm about to do a highlight.
Oh, my God.
Spoon gets in my ear, and he was like, it was, like, whatever it was. It was the Browns and, let's say, I don't know, the Ravens. I said the Bengals and the Ravens. After I finished the highlight, I looked over at our boss and I said, well, that's your fault because I just said the wrong team because you're distracting me. And he goes, that's fine. And I was like, okay, good. I can't get in trouble. So we're good here. Everyone just come over. I get such a high off of multitasking and like doing something while something else is happening. I don't know. I'm into it. It's different. It's obviously different than like hosting the show, but yeah, it's fun. I mean, fuck, it's football.
It's football. And I think what people don't understand when we say it's hard doing highlights, like, look, you can watch highlights anytime on TV, right? But you also have to, what Chris is saying, that shot sheet. So it's the information. It's you're going to Lambeau. It's green, obviously it's Green Bay. It's Packers and Lions, right? And then it's Aaron Rodgers to Davante Adams. Like she's got to look at that information and then make sure it goes with the highlight because you hate when the announcers are behind it or whatever. It's a lot of shit. Plus you're live and you've got maybe 15 seconds for her to do it so she doesn't interrupt the flow of our game because Carissa, I have a story to tell and you are taking up my time. So there's that. It's awesome. I totally agree with you. Like the multitasking and live, it's not a situation you want to have to do on air, but one of mine that it kind of reminds me of the high and you're like, holy shit, like I better get this right. And I don't get many of these. And then thank goodness I don't because this is when I'm talking about an injury. But the one I can kind of remember, like I was running out of the tunnel and I'm like, holy fuck. I knew this is breaking news. This is huge. I better get this right. This is my job. This is why I'm here. We were at the Coliseum. It was Eagles at Rams and Carson Wentz ripped his leg up. And I followed him up the tunnel as he was going up. I had originally thought, and this was the year, of course, they won the Super Bowl. I had originally thought in that game he'd hurt his stomach. Because as you guys, if you're a football fan, you remember he dove into the end zone to score, I believe. And He goes in the tent and then he runs up. And I love Z at this point. I have goosebumps when he's like, and now your priority is the quarterback. It's like, what? And there's nothing else I do than just finding out. Like when Rodgers went out with his collarbone, like that was the priority. I was there when Romo broke his collarbone again. That was the priority. I was there when Mahomes, you know, pulled his knee out of the socket. Bottom line, don't have me do your sidelines because it's not good for your quarterback.
That's not true. People still want to be on the cover of Madden, even with the curse. You know what I mean? I saw your commercial. You're adorable. Everyone's still wants to be on the cover of Madden or have your game because it means it's the best game of the day. So we're good here.
Love you. So I run up and I'm standing there and they weren't going to come out and tell me, and they didn't even know. They knew it wasn't good, but they weren't going to, you know, say he tore his leg up, like, you know, done for the year at that moment. But I sat there and you remember, like, you have great relationships with these PR staffs. You know the doctors. I talk to the doctors on the sidelines all this time, not about the athletes, about my own ailments. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm a little menstrual today. I got some cramps. Do you have any Advil? You know, like they know everything about me. I love a doctor. So anyways, back to Carson, I'm waiting and I'm just standing there. And then you just start to see the support staff come out of the tunnel to go back down in to the field, and all of their heads are just down and everybody looks like they've been hit by a bus. And PR staff runs out. They are so sweet over there with Philly. And they just said, knee out for the game. And I just said, is this bad? And he goes, knee out for the game. So
you know you want to report more than that too, because given like the whole, this is a tease. Hold on. We'll be back with more right after this. We're going to find out what Aaron's report was in the Philly versus the Rams game. Stand by.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're back. Right before the break, Erin was telling us how she did this incredible report on Carson Wentz. Yes, of course, it was an injury, so it's not great. Erin, give me the report.
Well, we're just talking about, you know, these live moments and why you're here and why you, you know, why you're needed and what your job is. And I just remember running out of the tunnel and I was like, yeah, you could do the typical report where you're like, well, we saw Carson Wentz go up in the locker room. He hasn't come back out. They're saying it's a knee and he will not return. But I was like, F that. I know this team. I have covered this team. And the looks on their faces, I had to tell that story. And I just said, Joe and Troy, I am not trying to read into this, but I'm going to tell you, as I sat there and watched the medical staff leave the Eagles locker room, every single one of those physicians had their heads down and they were all shaking their heads. Again, we do not know what the outcome is going to be, but I am telling you that is the reaction I saw. And I will be honest with you, my phone blew up. Like, I remember Bardia, you know, people from Fox were like, fuck yeah, EA, that's what we're talking about. And a part of me was thinking, God, I hope I'm wrong for Carson's sake and Doug Peterson and this team, but I also hope I'm not wrong that I don't look like an asshole. But you could just tell, like, and I didn't want to miss that moment. Now I'm second guessing myself. That could have been really, really bad.
No, but I think your job is to report what you see. You reported what you see. You didn't say you weren't making a diagnosis and saying he tore an ACL, MCL,
you're right,
out for the season. You were reporting what you saw. So I don't know who listens to our podcast. Those of you that do, thank you so much. Or watching it.
But the three of you.
All three of you that want to be a sports broadcaster, I would say this. It's like that is rule number one though, right? You're always taught like don't, you know, you're not making up something, but you're reporting what you're seeing and you have every right to do that. You know, and you're not speculating, but that's the job. I mean, how many times have you been asked like, oh, why do you even need a sideline reporter? I'm going to tell you why you need a sideline reporter.
For times like that.
For times like that, you know, and like just, I remember a bit, you know, you could go in to the, as I know you do, with all these different stories or things that you want to talk about in a game. And how many stories or, you know, news hits do you think get thrown out the window typically on average for you? Like how many do you go into a game with? 5, 6. I mean,
I try. I mean, I'm a loser. I over prepare, but it's really the moments like that. Like I'll tell you, the Mahomes thing again. That happens, Mahomes. It was before the half because I remember running with him to the X-ray room, and again, they're on a freaking roll, and he's having this season, and they go obviously win the Super Bowl that year. But I remember looking at Andy for the halftime interview, and I felt so bad, and I just looked at him, and my first thing I said was, "Andy, I'm so sorry." Like his quarterback is in the freaking locker room. We watched the trainer live on air put his knee back into place, and Coach Reed put his arm on me and he goes, "It's going to be okay." Aww. And that was the first thing I said on air, because that's all people wanted was an update on Mahomes.
Hello?
We weren't going to get it from the training staff. So that was what I reported. I just said, I said to Andy Reed, "I'm so sorry." And he told me, "It's going to be okay."
Amazing.
I don't think a coach would say that if they're getting a report. Now they needed to know about the ligaments and everything the next day, but the head coach is getting word on the sideline of how bad it is in the X-ray room. So I just think on times like that, like it's worth the gamble, right? Or going with your gut.
Yeah. And throw those stories out the window and react in real time to what's happening. I mean, I just trying to think of like some of the different you've had. I mean, you've done this for so long and at the highest level, you know, but just those moments that, you know, you can go in with the idea of something and then everything can turn in the game. I remember I was working a game in Chicago and it was Jay Cutler was sometimes he deserved to be sacked because he waited too long to get rid of the football, but he was always under duress and that offensive line just couldn't walk to save their life. And I remember I used to babysit for Mike Tice, who was the offensive line coach of the Bears at that time. So it was so random. And like, I made eye contact with him and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And he's like losing his mind. And he's like this, and he's the offensive line coach. And like, I just reported, I condensed the report, but I was like, you know, offensive line coach Mike Tyson, not happy with the line. And just reporting on like what you're seeing. And like, don't you get so excited when like you're standing behind the benches and you see like, whether it's like, you know, somebody chewing out somebody else or like whatever. And then you like say to your Rich, your director, or to Z, your producer, and you're like, "Camera, camera, camera," because you're going to see things, even though there's all these cameras out there, they might not be on that specific moment. So to be able to direct your guys in the truck and get and package that story, like that's what makes me excited. And that's what validates a sideline reporter to me, is like telling those stories that you're not going to get every single angle on because maybe you're not watching that.
Yeah. I was trying to remember as you're saying this, like what gets you excited. I always love it. Z, again, my producer, you know, he's in my ear, program I have in my ear. Joe and Troy can talk to me in the break when they want to, or they can talk to me during the game. But I love when I do a hit, and look, Z's worked with Madden. He's worked with everybody. And at the end of it, if, you know, I do a good job, he's like, "Good." I remember the NFC Championship this year, and it was such a, like, the game, like, everybody wanted to be at it. It's
Brady
Lambeau,
Rogers,
it's Tom Brady, Rodgers. It's just hot. Like, it's all of it to go to the Super Bowl. And
I want that every year.
every year at the NFC Championship game.
It better be this year. So, you know, Joe and Troy do their whole, you know, hello, everybody, and welcome to the, you know, and then we go to break. Here. Yep. And then the anthem happens. And all during the anthem, I'm like, I'm ready to puke because I'm like, here we go. Like, holy shit. I get 15 seconds. Don't fuck it up. And then I'm like, okay, voice stop. Like, brain stop, stop, stop. Focus, focus, focus. Rinaldi goes. And he starts talking about the Packers and blah. And he's so freaking effortless. And I'm like, oh, crap. It's coming.
Not giving yourself
enough
credit.
And he sends it over to me. And my quick thing was about, you know, the cold, because it was like, can the Bucks play at Lambeau? And as I did it, I said, you know, the Bucks actually got a break today. I said, you know, the temperature's not that bad. And right as I did it, the sun came out. And I said, and as you can see behind me, the sun just came out. And, you know, then I do this whole thing about like the temperature. And then they had a big, Whitehead? Was he out? Was he in that game? There was a big something going on with the secondary. He had worked in pregame to see if he was going to go. I don't know, Antonio Brown, whatever. I did the temperature and then I did up to date injuries and then threw it up to Joe, got through it. I was rocking back and forth so major because I was like, oh my God, get through this. Sent it to Joe. Joe sent it to break. We're getting ready to go. And I just heard Troy go, hey, Z, can Tom and Aaron hear me? And we're like, yeah, we got you. What's up? And he's like, that was awesome, you guys. And he's like, Aaron, the sun came out. It was like, let's go. Like,
that's,
it was
so
just
fucking
fun.
Great. I love that. Yeah. I yell like in excitement just thinking about that moment because you're also, you're being able to like react to what happens next, right? Like mm-hmm. seeing that sun come out or just having that awareness is part of being a veteran in this industry. And like you, like I've done it on the biggest stages. I remember standing with you before the Super Bowl, before your pregame hit.
Oh,
and
like,
it'll just never, to me, but that also speaks to who you are, that no matter how many times you're on that big of a stage, you still get nervous, but then you fucking crush it. And like, if you don't get nervous, then you're not human. And that's, look at that, cutie. Aaron's holding up a picture of Aaron and I standing on the sidelines after she did her hit. That makes me want to cry. But then you crush it. And I don't know why you're ever nervous, but I guess it just... Oh, I had this interview with Josh Allen a couple weeks ago. By the time this airs. He told me that he throws up before every game. It's like his...
It's unbelievable.
Because I was asking him if he was superstitious. And he's like, I'm kind of... he said kind of stitious or whatever he said in a cute little way. And he goes, but I do throw up before every game. And I go, huh? I go, you're not nervous. So what are you doing? And he's like, I don't know. I just do it. And then some other guys from the team, like they come over and they throw up too. And I'm like, good for you guys. And he goes, yeah, my teammates like cheer us on, like get that crap out and let's go crush it or whatever. And I'm like, good. Nerves are good. It means you're alive. It means the adrenaline. And I just like love seeing you do. I still like a total loser whenever you come on. I like record it. Like I don't know that this is what you do for a living. Yes. I'm like all excited. I don't know. I just, in all the years that we continue to do this or are lucky enough to have the opportunities to do it, I hope that we never, ever, ever take it for granted because it's fucking fun.
Oh,
I can't tell from our enthusiasm. Yeah.
I get so nervous. Donnie, who is our handheld camera.
Beauty, I love
man
him.
Down there. Oh, he's the best. And he, he's so sweet. I had to tell this story because he's going into the Hall of Fame and he's just amazing.
No, he's
and
not.
He works so hard. He is. He's going into the Hall of Fame. Oh, so happy
God.
For him.
Please
and
information.
Donnie Cornelli, he is fantastic. He's a handheld. He is the guy right down on the sidelines that does my stand-ups or any other sideline reporter stand-ups. He's also the one that has those amazing shots like up in your face or he has gotten, you know, absolutely, you know, blasted by players before. There was a Rams game that I did where he got knocked out and I was mm-hmm. screaming to our director to get him off the field because he was bleeding and they work so hard and they don't have their eyes on the ball. They have their eyes on the ball, but they don't have their eyes on anything else around them. And they, you know, aren't wearing padding and all the things. So Donnie is the, you know, really the only person I have down on the field with me besides, you know, our Jillian, who does our hair and makeup, who I'm going to see in a little bit. But anyways, he is so cute because imagine, you know, a camera guy, one eye is covered by his viewfinder, but I can see the other and he just always gives me a big smile, aww. Like right before I go on, like smile. And he's so sweet. And then right at the end, he always gives me a fist pump, like good game. And I always like show him how bad I'm shaking because aww. I do until my first hit is over with, I am just a wreck. Like, I'm not puking like Josh Allen, and my God, I would need to brush my teeth after that. And ew, the stinging in your throat, that's just awful. But Yeah, I'm a mess. Like, I've got to pee. I'm shaking. I've got a dry mouth. I'm just like, ugh. Like, I literally am like,
Because it is.
I'm so freaking nervous.
Well, I mean, your audience size, but also you've got, I think the shorter the window that you have to get it,
yes,
right, the worse it probably yes. is. Because you're like, I got 15 seconds, and this is all me. I mean, this sounds terrible, but like, I don't get nervous to go on TV because it's not ever just me anymore, right? Like, I'm not standing
yeah.
there, and it's
oh,
all
yeah,
on
that's
me.
That's true.
Like, I'm with like the cast of characters, and so it's like, I can deflect any like mess ups that I have where it's like, it's only you. Yeah. So
I know Joe Buck, actually, there was a really fun moment that I had with him early in my career that we were in Green Bay. We're always in Green Bay. And stop me if you've heard this before. Aaron Rodgers' calf was a storyline. Love you, Aaron. But I mean, that calf, we got to do something about it. Wrap it up. I mean, stretch it out. But I'm always on him about that. But the calf was a concern, and it was cold, and it was like, here we go. And I was getting all into the anatomy of the calf. And we do a rehearsal just to make sure everybody's mics are working and we know what Joe and Troy are going to say and blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't spit it out. And this was my first year with them by myself. And I just was screwing up in the rehearsal. And I was like, can I just have a minute? And then my producer said, hey, Joe's calling you. And I was like, what? Why is he calling me? Why can't he just talk to me in my earpiece? Mm-hmm. So I pick up my phone. I was like, hello. And he's like, will you stop? And I was like, what? And he goes, will you fucking stop? And I was like, what? He goes, it's just a calf. Like, it's a calf. Get it out. You're fine. It's not brain surgery. Just get it out and go. Like, you've talked about it all week. And I was like, okay, love you. Bye.
Yeah. It's so, but I will say this though. And again, going back to our, hopefully now 4 listeners, maybe we gained one with our storytelling.
Yeah.
But that probably makes people feel like, I don't know, reassured that no matter where you are in your career, whether you're at the very beginning or in our case, like, you know, 10 plus years into this thing, is that you still get nervous and you still, because you want to do a good job and you have pride in what you do.
Yeah.
And it's also about, I don't know, I believe that you feel the same way because this is who you are. You don't want to let your team down either. Like, you don't want to mess up because you don't want like Joe and Troy to like be like, what the heck, EA or whatever. And so like to have Troy
get it together.
Yeah. But to have Troy say that, like, great job, you guys. Like, it is. It's like you're part of a bigger team and everyone behind the scenes works so hard. You're just like in the Bill Belichick school of thought, you just do your job. And when you're able to execute your 15 seconds, you know, hopefully 3, 4, 5 times a game, you sit back on that plane afterwards and feel good about what you did and your contribution.
And have 4 glasses of red wine.
And then text each other about the 700 things that we need to talk about. I get so mad.
Oh my gosh. Did you see this? Did you see this?
I know. I get really mad when you don't have Wi-Fi at the stadium.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll be right back.
Erin, we're winding down this episode, but before we go, we do a fun little game. If you guys don't know or haven't listened to one of the episodes, we do a get to know your co-host. Obviously, we know each other very well, but there's still some things that we talk about that I don't remember. So as we wrap it up, E, we have five questions here. Play along at home. Maybe we'll send you a Calm Down cup.
Whoa.
Merch. We should start doing that. I don't know. Do people want it? Let's do some giveaways. I love a giveaway.
They
Anytime
better.
Anytime you make a competition for me, like, I'm all into it. So
yeah, I agree.
Okay. I have a first question. We'll do five questions. Ryan, how much time do we have left? That's our wonderful producer. As much time as we want. It's a podcast. Got it. Okay, E, are you ready for a quick recap as we get set to start our season? Let's see how well you've known me. Or know me. Good English.
This is, I figure out what's not a lie, right? What's this called again?
Well, we're not doing it that way because I fucked it up last time. You're just picking the right answer. You're just picking.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
Okay. So the worst date that I ever went on was because A, smelling myself halfway through dinner and realizing I forgot to put on deodorant. B, getting a ride to and from a colonoscopy appointment. Or C, my date left at the end of dinner and I was stuck with the check. Is it A, B, or C?
B, the colonoscopy.
Ding, ding, ding. That's right. I had somebody drive me to a colonoscopy. You're welcome.
Do you want me to do mine?
27 for that story.
You're up. Yeah. Okay. In high school, a boy came to my parents' house to ask me to prom. It was actually homecoming. And then A, my parents wouldn't let me go at all because I was mean and told the boy no. B, my mom freaked out because the family dog ate the bones of some chicken wings I left sitting out when I went to go answer the door. Or C, I said yes, but pretended to be sick so I didn't have to go to the dance with him.
Well, I feel like it's B and C. Definitely B. God, why are you always getting ding, the ding, hard ding. One? B, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because you said no, and then you went with someone else.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
Preston Bernheisel, I said yes to.
On a trip to Mexico, Kyle was annoyed because A, he has TSA pre-check and I don't. B, we both like aisles and I made him sit in the window. Or C, I temporarily lost my phone after a day at the pool but got it back.
I mean, C could happen all day long, but it was A.
You're right. You're 100% right about losing my phone. I need to get one of those trackers. Okay, you're on the board. You're two and I've got one. Okay, go.
We each took trips to Mexico this summer. You just talked about yours with our husbands. On my trip, Jarrett criticized me for doing this in our hotel room. A, making a mess in the bathroom, leaving out makeup, hair dryer, curler, etc. B, always leaving towels on the ground. Or C, never unpacking my suitcase.
A.
Yep. And he is dramatic.
Also, I ran into Colin the other night at a restaurant, which is always a fun time. Having a Colin Coward run in is fantastic.
What and restaurant?
So adorable. Toscana in Brentwood.
Cute.
He's so, I expect 20% off my next appetizer when I go there for that.
Yeah, you do.
Anywho, Colin goes, he's just the best. You know how he's like, frenetic and all over the place. We're talking about something because I'm gonna miss having him on the show this year, but I get it. He's tired. But he was saying, we're talking about the show, and then out of nowhere, he goes, you know what I really love? I really love that like Erin got mad at Jarrett on your podcast. And I go, what?
He's a listener?
Yeah. And he goes, well, I love that. Like, she was like, okay, you can say anything about me that you want from our trip and I won't get mad. And then she got so mad. And I was like, oh my God.
I mean, he really didn't get that mad, but.
No, and then he goes, and then they zoomed in on his face, and he was like, whoa. Colin's saying all the story. But I'm just like, you know how Colin's like got 100 million things in his brain?
Yeah.
And the fact that like that jumped out made me laugh. Okay, we're tied up to a piece, sister. Here we go. My cheat day
tied up.
Dealing with a hangover is A, waffles, mimosas, burgers, and fries. Sounds great. Breakfast burrito, also sounds great. Or a sausage McMuffin pizza, half for lunch, half for dinner.
C.
Correct. Very correct. Ding, 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 ding. Next.
All right. At the end of the football season, it's actually not the end. It was like week 15, I think. I found something that I had forgotten after weeks of traveling.
Turkey sandwich.
Was it my favorite? Yeah. Oldie moldy. Oof. So gross.
Okay, good.
I'd throw everything in that bag.
1,000 right now. My dad's favorite athlete that I was able to connect him with was A, Larry Bird, B, Dr. J, or C, Russell Wilson.
Hey, C. Oh, B. B, 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 Dr. J. He called him.
Dangerous? Dangerous. Not dangerous. It was Dr. J. Very good. Julius Erving. What a dream. Dr. J's hands are compact. I have big hands. Dr. J's hands from his thumb to his pinky are 12 inches. One, his hand is a foot long.
Speaking of foot long, so is my turkey sandwich I left in my rain bag.
Hey, now look at the synergy. Also, it reminds me of the line from Pretty Woman that your foot is as big from your wrist to your elbow.
Yeah, let me show you.
If you guys haven't tried that, I'm not kidding. Your foot is as big as your from your wrist to your elbow. That is so weird how that works. Don't you think?
It's so weird. I have a size 7.
Yeah, you have Aaron is, how tall? You're 5'10", right?
Yeah.
Aaron is 5'10 and has a size 7 foot, which is not normal. I don't know how she doesn't tip over with those itty bitty baby feet.
I do. That's why I hate heels.
And she's got these tiny little hands. One time I tried to put on Aaron's shoes and it was like the ugly stepsisters in Cinderella and my foot only went in like halfway. And I was like, this is not right that you're 5'10", size 7 and baby hands. But enough about how perfect you are.
Those shoes were like my first gift from Jarrett. They were Louboutin flats.
Yeah.
Remember they were like bright fluorescent with a silver tip. They were so uncomfortable. Anyways.
Well, they had the plastic sides. They were really cute.
Yeah.
Not in a size 12.
If you sweat, like you would fog them up.
Yeah. Hey, those have made a comeback though. not for these feet. Okay, go.
Okay. The boy band member I was and still obsessed with is George Michael, Jordan Knight, or Jonathan Knight?
Jordan.
Jonathan,
oh, I
suck
thought you were
it.
Both.
No, you didn't. You just got it wrong.
Yeah, you're right. The first time I did a live show on the road with Best Damn, we were supposed to have giant posters with each of our pictures on it, but mine was a picture of an adult film actress, also named Carissa Thompson, B, an old headshot from my time working in HR, or C, got lost in shipping and never showed up.
Adult film star.
Right. I got to call John Enns. He's got to have that poster around here somewhere. Anyone?
Yeah, you got to get that frame for your office.
Oh, anyone that hasn't heard that story, that's a doozy. That's a rough one. Having your headshot and having John Sally go, so that's the rodeo you hosted. I said, oh my God, no, that is not the rodeo I hosted. Do you have one more question or did I lose?
No, I have one more.
Okay.
But I think you're going to lose anyways.
Anyways.
Shit. Yeah, but try to answer this one.
Okay.
My first near-death experience came earlier this year when what?
Oh, when you got the chicken sandwich stuck in your throat.
Yep.
And you know what? This is what a gamer she is. We went back to the scene of the crime and she said, give me that chicken sandwich in Montana.
But I took smaller bites.
I love you. Kick ass.
I love you too.
Weekend. I cannot wait to watch you. Football is here. And to all of our listeners, viewers, we love you. We love you. We love you. Anything that you guys want us to talk about, especially now that football is here, if you like the behind the scenes stories, all that stuff, please let us know on our IG account. DM us. I swear we see every single one of them. You want some merch? You want to support us even more? Or be a part of a free giveaway? calmdownpod.com for that. And then go on.
I want a prediction before we get off. Because everybody else asked me for them.
Hold on. I need to tell Fanatics, get your wear button.
Oh, sorry.
Here. It's the cutest stuff ever. I can't wait to get my flannel. You were posting the one on the bill.
You'll get it all.
Cutie, cutie, cute.
So cute.
What were you asking? Prediction for what?
This season. Everybody is like always all the press I'm doing. No, everybody's just like, do you have an early prediction for us? I give them like a couple of things. What are your little early season predictions?
I'll just give you it all. I mean, normally I don't like to go straight to the Super Bowl, but I don't see anyone beating the Chiefs out of the AFC. I mean, just take that Final Four bracket and put them right in Indianapolis or wherever the Final Four is this year. I feel like it's always in Indianapolis. Why is the where's the Final Four anyway?
You're so right.
Mixing brackets. Follow along here. We're talking about football. I take the Chiefs out of the AFC and I ride all day with the Bucks. Look, I'm from Seattle. I love them, but I don't even think that they're the best team in their division. I'm taking Bucks. Brady, let's go. Double down. All the boys back on defense. Bucks, Chiefs.
Can you imagine if that guy gets 8? Like, he could have 8 Super Bowls.
How about what did he say? He was like, because he had his wedding ring. So he was like, I have 2 rings left or 2 fingers left for rings. Fucking A, this guy.
God, this guy. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I think, and I was talking the other night to some people, they were asking, I hope Look, you root. Yeah, I'm not going to say I hope. I think we're back NFC Championship Packers Bucks again. I think it's going to be in Tampa Bay this year. But
well, color be happy. There's a sofa in here for two. That sun will come out tomorrow. You know what I mean? We love you all. Aaron, kick ass this weekend. We'll all be watching. And
I'll say this. Let's send it back to Joe, Troy, and Aaron.
Football's here.
Let's send it back to Joe, Troy, and Aaron.
Oh, and Rinaldi.
Let's send it back to Joe, Troy, Aaron, and Tom.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.